Hello everyone, welcome to The Christian Creative, a Christian-based show hosted by me, JK Waweru, a visual and theater arts creative, all by grace, none by class, and this is just my perspective, so enjoy. One best buddy, one best friend. One best buddy, one best friend. From the morning to the go to bed, one best buddy, one best friend. What's up? Hey. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How are you guys? How are you doing? I had to start with that song because nimekumbuka tu, that cartoon. I used to love it a lot from Cartoon Network back in the day when TV was not digital yet in Kenya. There were no set of boxes. It was just that box you have there. And then you just switch around the channels. You're going to find something that you like somewhere. And when a new channel came in, it just added to the pile. You never knew that it's a new channel has started or anything. Maybe you'll go on a scare from people and then you go check it out. And then they tell you it's VHF, this and this. And then you're there trying to search it out. Yeah. It was cool. I remember actually what happened is that there was this new station called QTV. And then what happened is that I don't know what happened in such a way that they stopped airing their own programs and they started airing Cartoon Network. And let me tell you, that month, because it aired for a month, my friend, because you know Cartoon Network is a privilege for only people who own DSTV. So I tell you, that month, I'll never forget that month. That month was amazing. That month was awesome. Yeah? I used to get home early so that I make sure me niko fixated up with one mekwama po hivyo. Anyway, how are you guys doing? How are you feeling? I usually say guys, but I realize now that mwenye anasikiza hiyo anasikiza peke yake. You listen to this alone. So, how are you doing? How are you feeling today? It's 1st of October, man. This is the first episode that has happened on the first of a month, which is 1st of October. Amazing, awesome. Guys, we are getting into the third month, if I'm not wrong. This is episode 13. This is amazing. This is awesome. I think I'm really trying here. I'm really trying. Eh? It would be nice if you could send some voice notes of you just clapping, you know, just giving me encouragement by clapping for me. This is not support. I'm not asking for support. Yeah, but anyway, it's the 1st of October, another Thursday, ready to jump into today's discussion, nini here and there. And looks like this is a discussion that is pretty interesting to some people. Like, some people are very interested in this. They feel like they've been waiting for this all their lives. They've been waiting to hear what the perspective of JK is. You know, we should know that, by the way, before I settled on this, I had like grappled around like three other topics at the same time. And actually one of them was a topic that I wanted you guys to get to know me. Because another thing I realized is that most people that actually interact with me, even on social media, they really don't know me. Like they have all these notions and ideas about me. And then there is what they really don't know about me. So I wanted it to be a get to know me kind of episode. But looks like this won the cake. I really don't know what... Oh, I know what brought it up. But I'll get to share that in there as we get into this. So, si kama kawaida, kama dawa. Kama kawa, kama dawa. Let's jump right in. Yeah. All right. So, first of all, I'll start with a disclaimer. All views and comments and sentiments that shall be expressed on this episode, on this podcast, are solely the views, comments, and sentiments of the host, and they are in no way related to you. So, don't feel offended, except the ones that I'll read from what you guys had to say. Any other comments and sentiments expressed on this show, they are solely from the host. So you don't have to worry about that. Anyway, so, long story short, yesterday, as I was like now deciding on what I'll get you guys engaged with. I'm there. I have these three topics I'm telling you about, and one of them was a get to know me topic na nini. And then I remember that that evening I was to have a meeting together with Jer, together with another friend who wanted us to help in one way or the other. I'll not give the details, of course, because that wouldn't be proper. So he wanted us to help in one way or the other. So in my mind, I was like, okay, this is interesting, because I've been thinking about the idea of support, because like almost every day you'll get a link in your inbox. JK has sent you a link, and then it's there. Hey, support my new track, support my podcast, support my vlog, support this and this and this. Just click on the link. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. Hit the notification bell so that you can get a notification every time I post. Yeah, I've crammed it. Nimeelewa ikitu, because I've had it so many times. So more often than not, you'll get that link sent to your inbox. And yeah, it's upon you now to do the work. And now, sometimes you click, okay, let me speak from my perspective. I click, I go and watch whatever it is that somebody has posted. And I'm in a position where, oh, okay, when you send me this link, is it that you don't know what I stand for? Is it that you don't know what I believe in as an individual? Or is it that you're just ignorant and you're like, okay, see, they are my friends. And maybe we're not even friends. Well, you have my number, so you just send the link. Just because you have the number, you send the link, and you ask me to go nini comment and then share. So what happened a couple of months ago, actually, there was one specific case. This lady pestered me over and over again. Hey, go check this out. And it's not that I had watched. I went, they sent me the link, I went ahead, I watched it from the beginning to the end. I liked it. I even subscribed, by the way. But she kept on pushing, hey, post it to your status. Post it every day, post it to your status. Why are you not posting it to your status? I've been, just post it once, every day. And now I'm guilty to say this is what I did. I picked the link and I posted it, but she was the only one who could see it. You know, sometimes, yeah, right now I know there are people who are like, ooh, there are people who are ready to grill me alive and whatnot. Listen, by the end of this episode, probably you will understand me, or probably you won't. But either way, I'm saying give me the benefit of doubt. That is why I started with the disclaimer. So I posted it, and she was the one who could view. This is the reason why. What she posted and what she was asking me to share is something that did not stand well with who I am. Simple as that. I know probably somebody expected a theological answer that is deep. No, it just didn't stand well in what I believe in. It didn't stand well with what I understand to be good content. It just didn't. And so I didn't. So I posted it to my status for like what? One, 2 hours? Well, she could, and then I made sure that she saw it, and then, she was really grateful. And then I pulled it down, continued with life. It's not the first time, it has happened so many other times before. So for the sake of my brother and my sister, I post it. Yeah, they see the link, and then, yeah, I pull it down. I mean, you know, WhatsApp cannot include a feature in their app if it is not useful. They include it there because it is useful. You see, most people will use it during Valentine's or during a World Girlfriend Day or World Boyfriend Day, where you post him or you post her and you make sure that she's the only one who sees herself, or he's the only one who sees himself. You are smiling or you're laughing or you're even judging me right now. And you know these are things that you people do. We do it together. And if you've never done this, please don't feel like I've pushed something on you. Please, usingisikie kama nimekusukuma. Yeah, so you understand, that is what I did. So that is why I thought about this content. Because for me, you realize that I've never asked for your support. Even if I have, I think you can maybe refer me to that episode where I said I wanted your support. I've never asked for support. What I've asked for is that if you enjoyed, remember the outro that I usually put in? If you enjoy this podcast, a like, a comment, or even a share will be great. If you liked it. So I'm actually putting my content in your hands and asking you to judge if it is worth sharing or not. Because how it will be support will be if by you sharing, I'm getting money. I'm getting paid for this. Because if there is one thing that I want you guys to support, even I'm plugging it right now, is my business. I want you to support Word Visuals. Please send me your poster requirements. Send me your logo needs. Send me whatever you need designed. I'm there. I got you. Now support my business. Please support my business. That is what pays me. Now that one I can ask you to support. We have done vlogs, by the way, on YouTube with JR and Joy. A couple of them. Nothing. You should go and look at the views. You can even go, not only the views, go and look at the views and then go look at the impressions. See how long it people stay there. You see, so there are just a lot of factors that that can move you to that direction. Did you know, by the way, I read a meme the other day. It was not a meme. It was actually a real quote. It was saying, if you want to have almost zero followers and almost zero interactions, be serious online. Just be genuine and be serious and you'll not get anywhere. But if you want to make like great steps, my friend, be fake. Be there. There's a story as we speak right now that is still trending in Kenya right now. I won't say who saw that. Supporting, like I'll be promoting something that I don't believe in, but there's a story like that is going on right now by a very popular human being that has been doing things online, and you know, some of them are even fake, but it has gotten some waters to be rattled, and now there is some backlash that is expected. But I know you get what I mean. So I engaged all of you, and I was getting very peculiar answers. But now one might ask, JK, why did you do that? Why did you do that? I mean, are these people not your friends? They're friends, by the way. Both of them are friends. We were actually very close. Very, very close. But at the end of the day, they are my friends, yes. But my circle of friends is not that huge compared to in my situation, compared to the circle of people that just know me from the perspective of being a creator. My friends are not that many, if I look at it that way. You people who are listening to me every day, every Thursday, or even every day of the week, because I make a lot of noise. You are the people who are mostly interacting with my content. These friends, they're the same ones that wrote to me using that app that, you know, we are also struggling with our own problems. So find another way to get your money and stop asking us for money. These same friends, they're the ones who wrote that to me. I think all of you have had situations with friends and, you know, experiences with friends, with air quotes, that, you know, you ask yourself, are these really my friends? You know, and it's not the typical way where you say just because they didn't post CG in your picture or they didn't post you on their birthday, at now that becomes a problem. No, that's not what friendship is. If by this time you're getting worked up and you're getting angry at this episode or at me, please go back a few minutes and then you'll hear the disclaimer that I gave. For me, friends are not all about posting you on your birthday. Friends is not about posting my link. By the way, I do not push anyone. If you guys will, I don't know if you realized, but I stopped sending individual links. Like when I was starting, this was a strategy, of course. You get people to know that you're creating something. So the first few episodes, like 4, 5, 6 episodes, I used to send personal links to personal individuals, you know, just sending the link. Every Thursday morning, I send the link. And then after that, I stopped. It was deliberate. Yes. I feel like after this, I'm going to get some backlash, some good backlash. But anyway, things get interesting, I know. So I'm expecting it. So after the 6th episode, I guess, I stopped sending personalized links. Why? Because if you were interested, it has stuck in your mind that every Thursday at 7:30, the Christian Creative has an episode, a new episode. Every Thursday at 7:30, like it's there. It's established that it is every Thursday at 7:30. So that means whether I send the link or not, by default, you already have the episode. When it comes to 7:30, you already have the episode. I have people like that already here that genuinely say they are always waiting for Thursday. It gets there. Last Thursday, if you can notice, I was late to post the link on my, even on my WhatsApp status, because that is the only place where I post it for new listeners, because that day I was working very early in the morning. So I had to bail on posting it there. So my brother is the one who actually reminded me. Jer was the one that alichukua the link, and then he posted it in the groups. He posted it in his status, and then when I saw it, I was like, "Oh man, I'm supposed to have posted." And by the time I was checking, I decided before I post, let me go and check how many people have listened to this. Oh wow, you won't believe this. As we speak right now, the last episode. Oh my God, this is wonderful. I love how free I feel this morning. As we are speaking right now, the last episode has 7 listens. So as I record right now, this is Wednesday morning. When is the 30th? So as I record right now, the last episode has 7 listens across 7 days. So God bless you. If you are among those 7, oh my God, I love you. I love you. So, so yeah, when I was posting, I was early. I was out early for work. So I couldn't really post. So JR did the work for me. And then I saw it, and then I was, I need to do it. So even on Instagram, I posted later on in the day, like way later on in the day, like in the evening, if I'm not wrong. That is when I posted on Instagram. And yeah, so here we are asking the question of support. And I'm actually interested to know why you people actually listen to my content. I know some perspectives from some of you. I'd like to know about the rest of you. You're not that many, by the way. You should know that. Okay, this is the best thing about, you know, small startups, is that you actually have a grapple on all your listeners, like all your audiences. Because right now, Mimi, I can hear, like I can interact with each one of you comfortably without even strain, because you're not that many. You're not that many. You're just like this perfect serene number. And I'm actually comfortable with that. You know, if this thing was the kind of thing that inaka online for a while and then it's deleted by I don't know what or who, then I'd be worried. But right now I'm at peace. Why? Because even later on in the future when I'm old, I can come back and listen to my own youthful voice. Anyway, before I bore you any longer with my own shenanigans, this is what some of you had to say. Man, your responses are just wonderful, and I'm just interested to hear, to share them with all of you. So, listen to this.
So, hey, I'm responding to the TCC question of the week. So, I mean, I support my friends because they are my friends. Yeah, because they are my friends. And even if you are just drawing cats or drawing flowers, the flowers for nursery, me, I'll just support you. I'll buy your content. Like Iko too, like that's what I'll do. I'll just support you because you're my friend, and because all my friends have good stuff, so I just promote them, I share their content. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, they have struggled with this. I think Konza, by the virtue that I have made some friends, let's say from school or something like that, they're friends of mine who don't share my faith. Yeah, so you find the things they write or they talk about are very contrary to what I believe in. So personally, I just don't share, but I'll be like, hey, I've checked out your content, but I won't share. I won't. I think I'm very particular about what I share. And it's not that now me, I'm who self, just, you know, who is like me, who is like me, I don't make mistakes. But I just feel it's really, it's something, like you really have to be careful about what you post, especially when people subscribe to the things you recommend because they know the things you stand for. Like, let's say now, I already know the Christian Creative is a Christian. And then on the Christian Creative's page, I see a link to something that's talking about, let's say, you know, this even this just mere things like things girls do that boys hate, you know, and you're thinking, because immediately I'll be like, yeah, these are the things that JK likes. Whoa. you know, and not in a bad way, but I think I don't share, but I support in terms of listening to it or like reading, and I'm like, oh, okay, all right. Yeah, for those that I do share, I really believe in their content. I really do. Like, if do you forget time when you mean I share, I really believe in your content. So yeah, and it's sad. It's sad that I know many people share my things and they're not even Christians. And I feel sad because I'm like, I like that you're sharing, but I don't like that you're just sharing, you know. But life is hard, man. Ah, this is a hard topic. I can't wait to hear how you'll tackle it. All the best.
Linda said, I'll literally subscribe to the YouTube channel, click the video or whatever that is in it, as long as it may add number of viewers, na nitoke hapo. So, definitely because they are my friends. That is Linda. Sam says, because they are my friends, whatever they are doing, as long as it's not something illegal or absurd, I support. Thank you, Sam. Fundi Nyata says, I support good work. Ubeshte badai. Some of you are savage. Some of you don't really, it doesn't really matter. And then there was one interesting one from Gift. Gift is a very good friend from Rwanda. Thank you so much, Gift, for this. And he says, I support them because they are my friends. Even if they are gays, I don't care. As long as ni mtu wangu, I will support. So yeah, you have it. You have it too. Sandra says, entirely friendship na pia I see the work they have to put into it, and I have seen their journey. It doesn't have to be so good now because kila kitu ni baby steps. I will cheer them on mpaka wafike the height of their potential. Thank you, Sandy. Rose M. Dutash says, as a friend, I look at their content and gauge if it's worth my time and attention before investing into it. Those who have invited me to check out their work are worth my time. And then I asked her, so what if you found out that it wasn't that good? Would you still share it? And she said no. So there you have it too. And then there were some like Mercy, just like Fundi Nyata, they were like, I support some who I believe in them. That's all I got. And M.M. Musoro, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, please forgive me, from Nigeria, she says, because they are my friends, I have to support them. Thank you, M.M. And then we have Grace. Shiko says, I honestly support what makes sense to my eyes and ears. It's not about subscribing or following. It is what it is. Content, y'all. Thank you, Shiko. Woo! Wah, watu wangu. And then last but not least, this is what model Tasha had to say.
Well, first is because they are my friends. I support my friends in everything they do. And secondly, because I believe in them. I believe in my friends' dream and whatever they do. Like you guys, especially you. You're my friend. I believe in what you do. You're a Christian creative, a designer. And I believe in your work. And that's why I support you and I market you. Because they are my friends and because I believe in them. That's my answer. But okay, most of the time there are occasions where you may support your friends because they're your friends. That happens. But to me, I think my friends are very talented, and even if I support them because they're my friends, they end up whatever they do is really good. So yeah, I have blessed friends.
Yeah. And that was Rose. That was Rose, model Tasha, Rose Faith, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much, man. I mean, you guys, you can tell, like, it's obvious. Some of these things, they don't even need to be forced. Some of these things are obvious. Most people will support the content that you create. I like what Shiro said, because Shiro just put it clearly about everything that I am all about. She put it out there very clearly. She knows, like, it's obvious. This is what the Christian creative is all about. And so I am tied by that. There's nothing I can do about it. When I post something, it has to be in line with that, because I have people who have have invested in what I'm creating at the end of the day. So it's good to understand the kind of people that you are surrounded with. Some of you, you don't have to worry about sharing whatever it is that you want to share, because the people who are around you, they do not know exactly, you know, what you stand for or what you believe in. So you're safe. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I mean, it's you. Live your life, man. I'm not here to dictate how you live your life. Live your life how you want it, you know. At the end of the day, we are all accountable. At the end of the day, we are all accountable to one God, right? So you don't have to feel the pressure to not post or to post because of your audience. If your friends are just wakotu area, ni people who will take anything, please go on ahead. But for me, it's who I am. It's restricted to a certain genre of content. Why? Because I have people who actually consume what I create, and people who believe in what I create, and people who actually derive some things in life from what I create. So I have to be careful about what I give to them, because at the end of the day, I know I'll be accountable to my God. God will say, you know, you had responsibility over so and so, over so and so, over so and so, and this is what you fed to them. See, this is how it turned out at the very end. So at the end of the day, I choose what to share and what not to share. At the end of the day, I'm critical about what I share on my post on my social media, because right now we are in the age where social media is the one platform that you cannot run away from. The one platform that is filled with everything, and it has everything. So I don't know how you think about this. I don't know what your thoughts are about this. I don't know what you feel after listening to this episode of The Christian Creative. Please, I welcome all your sentiments. Again, I will end this episode with my disclaimer. All views and sentiments and comments expressed on this episode are in no way related to you. These are all my opinions. God bless you. I love you all. Talk again next Thursday. Happy October. God bless you. Have a wonderful month ahead. I love you all. Peace.
Hey, look at that. You made it to the end. If that isn't love, then it's a lot of love. If you enjoyed this episode, some feedback, a like, or even a share would be great. God bless you, and let's talk again next week.